Good morning. Hope you guys will just stand with us as we sing Victory in Jesus.
Thousand Hill Branch Church. Sure glad you're here this morning. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Everybody's welcome. We're the Church for the Unchurched here at Sail Barn. Down by the front door, you'll see the information table. It's full of Bibles, cowboy Bibles, lots of stuff that you'd be interested in, stickers for the kids. And speaking of kids, right after the singing, we'll have a children's church for the kids that are sixth grade and younger. And Bo tells me that the t-shirts are in. T-shirts are in, and see Heather about that. Am I right, Bo? It's hard to believe, but we're fixing to celebrate 1 year anniversary. Is that correct, Bo?
Yep.
How about that? We all have a lot to be thankful for. July 24th will be the 1 year anniversary. We're going to celebrate that with church services here at the Sail Barn that morning at 10:30. Bring everybody that you can to that service, and then that evening at 6:30. At Bo's Ranch, we're going to have a catfish supper, lots of fun, baptisms. If anybody who has been to Christ, hasn't been baptized, we should talk about that, talk to Bo. Okay, correct? Sure glad you're here. And now it's howdy time. Let's all get up and shake hands with everybody around us. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You guys remain standing, sing this with us.
Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Way beyond the blue, I took Jesus as my Savior.
Thank you.
God. And I just want to thank you for every little thing, God. And I just thank you again for the amazing rain that we got this week, God. It was just an answer to many, many prayers. I pray that you'll be with all the unanswered prayers in this room, God. There's probably so many, and you know what everyone's going through and all the problems that they're facing right now. And I just pray that you'll be with Bo, God, as he gives his message for us from you, God. And I just pray that you'll be with us this next week. In your name I pray. Amen. At this time, all the children can get on to children's church.
You guys got some rain this week. Anybody get any rain? All right. Let's give it up to the Lord. I'm not used to the smell of rain. I couldn't even tell it was rain. You know, I wasn't used to the smell like we're used to smelling. But yeah, we got a great rain this week. Hopefully you got a little bit of that. If you didn't, I'm sorry. We need it all. We all need it. And so we're just blessed. Yesterday, celebrated my son Hampton's 1 year birthday. That's right. He had a big old cake. It was about that big old, like, loaf of cake kind of deal, and he just dug in. We just took his shirt off, and he did that whole dig in thing, and then he woke up about 2 a.m. with a bellyache, which is always wonderful. Especially when I don't have to get up, my wife does all that. She's just a blessing. I want to just say thank you again for what you do for our church, and I look forward to our 1 year anniversary. We're actually going to have a couple things that Sunday morning. We're going to put some chairs probably in the ring right here, and if you're not afraid of walking in the poo, you can sit in those chairs. We're going to try to pack this house out, and hopefully you'll invite somebody. If you haven't invited somebody to this church yet, please do. Please. Just make that an effort to do that. It's the Sunday after the Woodward Elks Rodeo. Maybe you meet somebody or sit somebody at the Elks Rodeo, and you want to invite them to church. Invite them. We would love to have them on that Sunday. We are actually we are sponsored by another church. I don't know if you knew this, but Bar None Cowboy Church in Tyler, Texas. It's a great church. Blake and I went to that church last week or the week before. We were down there looking at some facilities, looking at a covered arena. And they are kind of supporting us. They bought us our children's table. It has the 6 seats in the table. And they've supported us with Bibles and all kinds of stuff. And just mainly resources that we can use to help grow our church. Well, they are going to be here Sunday, July 24th, with their production team. And they're going to video the whole service. Yeah. And they're going to make us a video of our church service, make us a commercial or two, and they're going to put it on DVDs for us, and they're going to give it to us so that we can hand it out to other people. Praise the Lord, right? Okay. So, it's going to be a big Sunday, and I'm just looking forward to it. If you have accepted Christ into your life and you desire to be baptized, you've never been baptized, whether you're 13 or 83, it doesn't matter. If you've never been baptized and you want to be baptized, we're going to baptize at our house in a horse trough. And we will make it easy enough for you to get in and get out of. You're going to be the blessed one because you're going to be cold, you know, in the cool water when it's going to be like 90 degrees out. So if you get baptized or if you want to get baptized, talk to me and we will talk to you about all that and get you baptized on July 24th, which is this is going to be a cool thing too. And we're going to have all the unique catfish and just a good time, a little barn dance if it's not, you know, smoking hot in the barn and all that. So it's going to be a good time. So I hope you'll come. Last week, it was Father's Day, and we talked about the real McCoy. Remember that? The real McCoy. And we looked at a verse in Psalm 112, and it says this: "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands." It's not on there, sorry. This is from last week, and the when you talk about the real McCoy, what are we talking about? We're talking about becoming the real deal, becoming the genuine article for the Lord. Men, we're calling the men at Thousand Hills Ranch Church to be real men of God, to stand courageously, to stand boldly, to be cowboy, to be men of grit, to be hardworking men who love and lead their families in the Lord and are sold out to Him. And to do that, it's what the verse said last week. It's, and number one from last week was, real McCoy men fear the Lord. They fear the Lord. You say, well, I'm supposed to be trembling before the Lord? No. It's not talking about a scared fear of, you know, Him punishing or His wrath. But it's an awe. You stand in awe of Him. You stand in awe of His majesty. You revere Him. You respect Him. You honor Him by living a life that's worthy. It's like a horse. Remember, we used the example of a horse. I'm teaching my children to respect, to have a healthy respect for a horse, because that horse can hurt them. And if they don't have a healthy respect for that horse, then they're going to get hurt. And it's the same way with the Lord. The Lord is powerful. He's mighty. And we have to have a respect and an honor for Him. Number two was real McCoy men follow the directions. The end of that verse that I just read, it says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in His commands. Men, as men of God, we are to love His word. We are to obey the directions that He gives us in the Word of God. And if we do that, listen, here's some of the rewards, and we read about it last week. You'll have godly children. If you raise your kids in the Lord, you'll have godly children. You'll have prosperity. You'll have light in the midst of darkness. You'll have courage, security, and honor if you fear the Lord and you follow the directions. So, the challenge last week was, are you going to be the real McCoy? Are you going to saddle up and ride for the Lord? Are you going to be just a passive, you know, I'm not going to do anything for the Lord, and I'm just going to live my own life? Well, today, we're going to have part two of the real McCoy. Now, I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, real quick. As I drink my flies. Corinthians 16, we're going to look at one verse. I want to preface this verse by saying, and here's what's happened. Paul, the writer of 1 Corinthians, is traveling from city and towns, and he's sharing the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ, with everybody that he can, and he's equipping the church to do the same. And this is what he says. He says, when he's writing to the church in Corinth, he says, do this until I get there. He's not there yet, but he says to the people in Corinth, he says, do this until I get there. Well, let me just say this. I believe that Jesus says the same thing to us. Jesus is in heaven now, but someday He is coming. Amen? Someday He's coming back, and I believe that He is telling us the same thing. He says, do this until I get back. And men, I'm going to pick on you again this week. I'm really challenging men to do this. We are specifically called by God to lead our families and to lead our children. And so we're going to pick on you a little bit today. Look at verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. It says this. It says, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. Do everything in love. Well, I'm going to move to my new spot over here. If I can get Jason to come with me. Jason brought me a wagon this morning. I asked him to bring me a wagon, and this is what he brought.
This is kind of our redneck wagon.
So if I fall, you guys come grab me, okay? Well, here's the deal. Jason's going to already get in it, but he's going to test it out for me. Here's my point today about this scripture. If you'll look at it again, what's the first few words there? It says, be on your guard. Be on your guard. Well, back in the day, you know, when you watch those Western movies, see if I can get in here without breaking or falling through. When you watch those Western movies, easy. these passengers from one city to the next city. And they had these drivers that would drive the coach. Well, there was the guy and the driver. When the bandits would come, when the enemy or the Indians would come, the driver, his job was to drive the team to safety, right? I mean, that was his job. He was to guide the team. Well, there was a guy sitting next to him, and what did they call that? Shotgun, right? The guy riding next was, he sat next to the driver, and he rode shotgun, and he had a scatter gun, and when the enemy would come, he would be able to spot the danger and blow them to pieces with his scatter gun, right? Well, here's the deal. The Bible teaches us that we're to be on our guard. Listen, spiritually speaking, you know who the driver is? This is a far... Never mind. Jesus Christ is the driver. Spiritually speaking, Jesus Christ ought to be driving our stagecoach, our family, our possessions, everything that we have, all the stuff, all the cargo is in our stagecoach, and Jesus ought to be driving the stagecoach. But guess what, men? We're called to ride shotgun. We're called to guard our families. And you say, well, how do I do that? Listen, we are to spot danger, to spot the enemy before they can get into our stagecoach and harm our cargo and our passengers. And you say, well, how do we do that? Well, here's the first thing. If you're married, listen, I'm going to speak to you just for a minute. We guard our wives first. You ready, men? This is going to be challenging. The first thing that you can do to guard your wife is this. Pray for her. I don't know about you, but I neglect that more than I should. But as men, as we guard our families, the first thing that we're supposed to do is to pray for our wives. And here's the second thing. The second thing is we're supposed to guard our wives by loving them as Christ loved the church. Right? Guard them like Christ loved the church. Look at Ephesians on the screen. Ephesians 5:25. It says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Listen, you know how you can guard your wife? You can love her as Christ loved the church. Are you getting this, man? Listen, if I want to protect my wife, I ought to and I should love her as Christ did. Now, here's what that looks like. And I'm not perfect at this. If my wife was up here, she would be able to tell you that I'm not. But here's the deal. I protect my wife by meeting her emotional needs, her physical needs, and her spiritual needs. Now, let me explain that. My wife is a wonderful woman, and she puts up with me a lot. But listen, I am called by God to meet her emotional needs. You know what that looks like? It means that I tell her I love her. It means that I speak words of encouragement into her life. I protect her mind. I protect her heart. I show her that I love her. And here's the second thing, and this is the hard one for me. I serve her in a way that shows her love, not that suits me. Instead of, you know, doing something that I don't mind doing, I do something that I do mind doing because I love her, right? Like changing a diaper or brushing the kids' teeth, right? All those things that moms hate to do, those are the things that we as men are to do to serve and to protect our wives. We are to speak love into their lives so that they will be filled. Now, you say, well, how does that protect them? Here's what it does for me. If I will meet my wife's emotional, physical, and spiritual needs, she won't be tempted to find it somewhere else. You get it? One of the greatest faults that a lot of people, and especially men, because we're tough and we think we don't have to do all this stuff, is we don't love our wives like we should. And then guess what? The devil, the bandit, comes up to the stagecoach and he brings somebody into her life that makes it seem like he can fulfill her needs. But it's a lie. And so what happens? Wives have an affair. You know, husbands have an affair. It can work both ways. wives sink all their life into the children, and they lose their relationship with their husband, or they go and they start work, and they give themselves to the work, and they neglect their husband. Listen, men, we are to ride shotgun. We are to be on guard and protect our wives. Here's the second thing. We're to protect our children. We're to guard our children from the devil's schemes. And we do this the same way we did it with our wives. Spiritually, listen to this. Look at Ephesians 6:4. I don't know if it's on there or not. It says this: Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. You know how I guard my children? I teach them the Word of God. Fathers, listen, men, if you don't do anything else in this life and you teach your children the Word of God, you've done your job as a man. You've done your job as a man. Heather and I, we try to teach our children every opportunity we get. If they say, well, why did that happen? We give the credit to God. If they want to read something, we try to read the Word of God to them. Here's the next thing. We pray for our children. I don't know, men, if you pray for your child, but you need to be praying for your child. Heather and I, every night we pray with our kids. And every night we pray, Heather and I pray together in our own bed. We pray for our children. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their future spouse. We pray for their future period, that they would make a big, major difference for the Lord in this world. And so we protect our children. We ride shotgun protecting our children spiritually. Here's the other thing. I am to protect my child physically. And here's how I do that. I hug my daughter. I love on my daughter. Appropriate love for my daughter. You know what that does? It keeps her from trying to seek that from someone else. Now, is she going to do that? Is she going to get boy crazy one of these days? I hope not. But it's inevitable. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. But if I will hug her, if I will love her, if I will show her affection, appropriate affection as a father, again, she will have a healthier time in her relationships. That's how I protect her. I protect my son by hugging him, by not neglecting him and saying, get off me. You know, we're men. I hug my son. I show him that it's okay for a man to hug his son. I encourage my son. My son is kind of one of those that, at this point in his life, if you push him too far, he just stoves up. You know, we ride stick horses at the Roundup Club, and if I push him too hard or get too excited, he just throws his head on the ground and stoves up. Listen, I could either take him behind the woodshed and beat the snot out of him like I want to, or I could say, it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna get through this. We're going to do this. And guess what? It's working. The last two times we went stick horse racing, my son, he ran around the barrels with his stick horse. Listen, men, we are called to guard our wives. We are called to guard our children. It says, be on guard. And so here's the question, men. If you're going to be a man that's the real McCoy, here's the question. Are you riding shotgun? Are you riding shotgun? Are you protecting your wife? Here's something that we let happen a lot of times. We let our wife, or we let the preacher ride shotgun for our family. Now I'm stepping on some toes, but here's the deal. Men, it's our calling to ride shotgun. If your wife is the only one that prays with your children at night, that's cool and everything, and wives continue to do that. But men, we're called to do that. Your daughter, your son, they need to see you humble yourself and give your life to the Lord and show them how it is that you can love the Lord. Real McCoy men always ride shotgun. And here's number two, and this is what we're going to end with. Real McCoy men circle the wagons. Real McCoy men, circle the wagons. Look at verse 13 again. It says, be on your guard, stand firm in your faith. Listen, back in the old westerns, if you've ever heard the term circle the wagons, that was where they couldn't outrun the enemy. Maybe it was dark or something, they had to settle in. And guess what they would do? They would grab their wagons and they would circle them up. They would get their wagons. wagons, and they would make kind of like a fortress to defend the cargo and to defend the passengers. And that way they could be around all sides and they would be protected. You know what the verse says? It says, stand firm in the faith. Listen, as Christians, we are to circle the wagons and take a stand. When the enemy attacks, we are to stand firm in our faith and trust in God. James 4:7, it should be up there. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Listen, when the devil attacks, we're to circle the wagons. And guess what, men? We're to lead that. We're to lead it. When the devil attacks, you know, your mind, resist him in the name of Jesus. We have the power to overcome the devil through Jesus' strength. And so here's the deal. Are you the real McCoy? Are you the real McCoy, man? I'm calling you out. I'm not perfect. I don't do everything right. My wife, again, can contest to that. But listen, I desire to be the real McCoy for Jesus Christ. I desire to take a stand for Jesus. Here's the deal. Some of you men, or maybe, you know, maybe you're scared to truly be a man of God. Maybe you've been a Christian for 20 years and you've never prayed with your children. Maybe you've been a Christian for just 2 years and you've never led your family in a Bible study. And you say, well, how do I do that? It's as simple as taking this verse and breaking it down with your children and your family. It's as simple as that. And you say, well, I don't know how to do that. Just start. Just do it. And God will give you the words to say, whether it lasts 2 minutes or whether it lasts 15 minutes. You just give God the opportunity to work and he will show up and he will use you. And so men, are you the real McCoy? Are you a man that is on guard, that rides shotgun, and then when it's time to take a stand, you circle the wagons? I hope that you are. I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes for just a second. Maybe you're here today, and I know I've touched on mainly men, but maybe you're here today and you're a lady or a child, and even for the men, maybe you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ. You are driving the wagon as well as trying to ride shotgun. And guess what? The enemy is killing you. Today may be the day that you need to give God the reins and say, guess what, Lord, I want to trust in you. I want to give you my heart. I want to believe in you so that you can begin to drive my stagecoach and to protect my cargo and to protect the passengers in my stagecoach and allow me to ride shotgun. Maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you're here today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ. And you need to do that this morning. It's as simple as this. The Bible teaches that we are to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead and we will be saved. And so maybe you're here today and you've never done that. You can do that today. Men, I want you just in the silence, just to ask yourself that question, am I the real McCoy? Am I protecting my wife by fulfilling her emotional, physical, and spiritual needs, leading her spiritually, showing her what it looks like to have a quiet time or to lead our family in the ways of the Lord? I hope that you men in the room, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're just a teenage boy, that you will become the real McCoy. That you will decide today that you're going to do what God has called you to do. And that's lead your family. if you have questions about that, or if you need help with that, if you need to have a mentor or whatever it is to show you how that's done, listen, call me or call one of our elders, and we will get with you, and then we will equip you to do that. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lead you in a word of prayer today. I want to thank you for coming. And if you have a decision that you've made today or that you want to talk about, please contact me. Whether it's today or my information will be on the screen, whether it's tomorrow or tomorrow night or whatever time it is, if you'll just contact me, I would love to sit down and visit with you more about the Lord. Lord, we just come to you right now, and I thank you for an opportunity to share your word and to show what it is to be the real McCoy. And Lord, as men, as we are called to lead this way, I just pray that you would help us to do that. Holy Spirit, may you just fill our lives so that we can be the real deal for you. I know there are women and children in this room that long for their fathers to love Jesus with all their heart. Help us to do that, Lord. Help us to commit to do that, to make the effort, to take the time, to not be selfish and do our own thing, but to fulfill our calling as men. And so, Lord, may you help us to do that. I thank you for this church. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in this church. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Help us out by making sure you take all your cups and all the trash. That would be awesome. Thank you so much.